Hello, everybody. It's George from Ireland. So welcome back to the channel. Well, news which was not widely anticipated breaking today about Julian Assange. He's the Australian who founded WikiLeaks, my goodness, almost 20 years ago. So he's the best known publisher of secret information. I know the whole point about secret information is it's not to be published, certainly not until a certain lapse of time, until governments have granted permission. So he delighted in making leaders squirm. And many people said that he did a tremendous service to the public by exposing things that the powerful would rather we never found out. So Mr. Assange, how old is he now? He's 53 years old. He's the longest resident of an embassy ever to never step out the door, because he lived in Ecuador in London, if that makes any sense. But I'll come back to that. So WikiLeaks in 2010 published all these US diplomatic cables, these highly confidential communiques between various US diplomatic missions and the United States government, particularly the State Department, Washington, D.C., you know, one US embassy to another and blah, blah, blah. And this was what they were all thinking privately. It was not for publication. They're frank assessments of various foreign leaders. And these were often deeply disobliging remarks they made when they believed foreign leaders were lying to them, like the King of Saudi Arabia urging them to attack Iran, saying, cut off the head of the snake, or their very frank analysis of the state of Russia, saying that it is a mafia state, which is obviously spot on. Anyway, a lot of this was published, and indeed various war logs to do with Iraq and Afghanistan and all the civilian deaths when the United States believed that its military personnel had deliberately killed civilians and things like that. The scale of torture was going on, often not committed by the United States itself, but by the Iraqi allies when they're told to report it but not intervene if they saw this going on and things like that. So it was revealed that the United States government was lying on a huge scale and other governments too. An American friend of mine said he was surprised it wasn't worse, actually, that there was some concern for human rights and legality in there. So unsurprising, the United States government was not happy about all its dirty laundry being washed in public. So that was very difficult for Assange. He went from country to country in Germany for a while. I've read inside WikiLeaks by one of his German confrères, and the United States went after him, and they convinced various financial institutions to refuse services to him. He was debanked. You can't put money in a bank, withdraw money, pay for things. Often various organizations will not accept cash payment. But what would you do? Would you carry tens of thousands of dollars around with you all the time if they did? Very difficult to book flights, hotels, whatever, get any kind of insurance, pay bills. But he had a lot of groupies. A lot of people were able to put him up for free. He spent some time in Sweden. So he has a rather complicated personal life, having got married as a teenager, sired a child in Australia, been out of Australia most of his adult life, some of that in the United Kingdom. He famously turned up at Trafalgar Square for a press conference. I mean, various journalists from all over the world were told to be there. So he was a hate figure for some of the United States, including vice presidential hopeful, the Republican governor of Alaska, Sarah Palin, who said he ought to be hunted down like Bin Laden. Now, Assange said they're very careful to redact all the classified documents they got, to black out the names of any sources, any information which could be used to identify a US government source, so no spy's life was in danger. But nevertheless, published the whole lot, because whatever you think of Assange, come on, he's not on the level of Osama bin Laden. He's not evil. He's not committed a terrorist act. Indeed, he's exposed abuses, exposed apparently crimes committed by the United States government and various other governments. And, well, as his supporters say, to report a crime is not a crime. And Bradley Manning, now goes by Chelsea Manning, was one of his accomplices later on, who found all this stuff, tried to do something, reported to a senior officer, found some shocking things been going on in Iraq, and then published it. There are various people who've done similar things. So Assange, he was in the United Kingdom. He was told to show up for a court hearing, and the Swedish police wanted to charge him in relation to some sexual offences, or at least, sorry, question him first of all. But he skipped bail, and the Ecuadorian government allowed him to stay in the Ecuadorian embassy in the United Kingdom, and he wouldn't come out. And it being a diplomatic compound, the British police couldn't go in there without the permission of the Ecuadorian government. Various people like Lady Gaga came in and out to visit him. It was on the balcony. But should he step out, be arrested immediately? There were police there 24/7. What a huge waste of resources. After several years, they're withdrawn. I thought the thing to do was everybody go in there, have a party, and all come out wearing Julian Assange masks, so you can't tell which one is which. But then where does he go? What he's ever found, he's going to jail. And there was a change of president in Ecuador, and the new president said, you know, our embassy is not a hotel. Now, he cannot stay there forever. He does seem a little bit unhinged. There might be some personality disorder going on there, some sort of Asperger syndrome. Not that that discredits him in any way. But he was finally, the British police were given explicit written permission from the new Ecuadorian administration to physically remove him, which they did, arrested him. Now, he skipped bail. So therefore, he spent 10 months in Belmarsh Prison, which is in London, the southeast corner of the city. And the United States government sought his extradition on various charges. He fought it, delayed it. He actually had a romantic liaison with his solicitor, which you think would be considered unethical in most other professions. I mean, okay, it doesn't bother me in the least. He had two, married her, eventually had two children with her, got to marry her whilst in his penitentiary. And now he was going to face years in the United States in prison. And so the Australian government saying, is this too harsh on him, blah, blah, blah. So they provided consular assistance. So after 5 years in this limbo in Belmarsh Prison, he's got a result. He wasn't given bail because he skipped bail before. How can we trust you not to try and get out of the country illegally or go to ground? So finally, there's been a plea deal struck. He's going to fly to the United States Marianas Islands in the Pacific Ocean. Don't know why they're sending that U.S. territory, not to the USA itself. Plead guilty. And he'll be sentenced to time served. He spent already 5 years in prison in the United Kingdom. And he effectively incarcerated himself in the Ecuadorian embassy for a few years. But that's his silly fault. So he's getting out now. Hero or villain, what do you think? So he was a hacker in the very early days back in the 1980s, using it to break into banks and things like that. And does the public have a right to know? Now, there is such a thing as an honorable secret. Some things are kept secret for good reason, because it would endanger people. There are secret operations of the secret services and so forth. But there are other things which are kept secret because it's to spare the blushes of the powerful. If they've been up to skullduggery or worse, if they've been breaking the law, if they've been extremely dishonest, unsurprisingly, they do not want Joe Public to know, because we will be scandalized by what they really get up to. So he said that people need to know. And obviously, conflicts are seldom edifying. So, yes, war is hideous. What would you expect? But killing an enemy combatant in battle is one thing. But deliberately killing someone when he's a prisoner, when he's defenseless, when he's disarmed or tied up, that's different. On torturing people, purposefully killing civilians, knowing them to be civilians, is quite different. That is not a lawful act of war. That's murder. And that's been going on in some cases. So this was not very pleasant for the United States government, the Republican Party, the Democrats, and so on, Hillary Clinton. It was deeply embarrassing for her. It all came out under the Obama administration. And you may remember President Barack Obama. He was an idol for the liberal left, but some like Mehdi Hassan found him to be bitterly disappointing. So Julian Assange, what lies ahead for him? He's changing planes in Bangkok, supposedly having to pay $500,000 to do this, but he's got enough donors to pony up. And then he'll be free to fly home to his native Australia and live out his life there. What lies in store for Julian Assange? I don't know. The chap went prematurely grey. There's a flat affect to him. There's something like missing in him, Julian Assange. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal. Goodbye, everyone.